Blog Talk Radio.
In your face, all over the place.
We're 7/24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
All right, y'all. Good evening and welcome to the hottest new daily community program in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and across the country. My name is Donnell Ballard. I am your radio host, along with my beautiful co-host, Carolyn, with us. Good evening. How you doing?
Good evening, Darnell, and good evening to you all listeners out there. I am doing wonderful. This beautiful, sunny afternoon and evening here in Dallas.
Yes. Well, we are being broadcast right here on Blazing Radio, your number one new radio station across the country. I am now the new program director for this beautiful radio station. So I'm very excited about some of the things that we're going to be doing. You can tune in to us every night at 7 p.m. right here on Blazing Radio. We're going to have a lot of different stuff we're going to be talking about. And, Carol, I don't know about you, but I'm excited about some of the future things we're going to be doing here on Blazing 95.1 FM radio. We're going to be doing a lot of different stuff. And you can also check out my TV show tonight at 10 o'clock right here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. I come on every Monday night. I come on every night, but a new show comes on every Monday night at 10 o'clock, and I'll be on tonight at 10 o'clock on Living Witness TV Network. What you think about that?
I think that is wonderful, and I want to say congratulations to you. It's long overdue. It's most definitely you. You've been in this for quite some time, so I'm just excited, you know, to know that you are the director of this show, and you have the new TV show. I'm just excited.
Yes, the program director for this new radio station, and y'all can check me out every single night here at 7 o'clock. We stop the show for 30 minutes to talk about some very important topic right here, and I'm very honored to be part of Blazing 95.1 FM radio. And again, we are working on some big plans for this radio station. And I'm just excited. God is just really working in my life as far as everything that goes on. But we got to get to the hot topics of tonight, because we only got 30 minutes. We got 27 minutes left before we begin to get up out of here. So I want to go ahead on and make sure we get into some hot topics. And make sure you check out me and Carol every night at 7 o'clock as we talk about community stuff, what's going on with the radio station, everything that's going on worldwide. Me and Carol will be talking about it. Carol, I want to talk to you about what's going on with the election, because this is going to be another very important local election in the Dallas-Fort Worth area and across the country. We got city council election coming up. We got mayor race coming up. We also have the school board coming up. What else we have coming up as far as the election go coming up? And I do want people to know that early voting will start on April the 22nd through May the 2nd. And this is going to be a very important election. Now, if you want to make sure that you get registered to vote, you got up until April the 4th. Am I right about that, sister? April the 4th is going to... Yes, it's going to be the deadline. If you're not registered to vote by April the 4th, you're going to be in big trouble. So go ahead on right now. You got an opportunity to register to vote if you want to get into this election that's coming up on May the 4th. Now, I want to talk to you, Carol. How important, because I know you work in election, you do a lot of stuff in the community, but I want to ask you, how important is it for us to make sure we get people registered to vote before April the 4th? Let's talk about that.
It is so important, because we, the people who are registered to vote, we have the voices, okay? We must do research on these individuals and get the right people in their position. So voting is so important. It goes all the way back to the civil rights movement of what Martin Luther King stood for as far as pushing the issue to allow us to be able to vote. And so
that is so true.
Important that every, the individuals throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area, throughout the surrounding country here in the United States, go to your polls, go register, find someone if you're not registered to vote, but get out and vote. Get out and vote because voting is your voice. It is your voice. You know, when you're saying something, when you're complaining, it's very important that you can make a difference by voting.
Yeah, you're right. I definitely agree with you on that. And also, we want to talk about this because we got some very, this is going to be a very, very interesting race here in the Fort Worth Arlington area. We want to talk about Deborah Pieper, who is also running for mayor, and she's already making history as the first African American woman to run for the mayor position in Fort Worth. So that's already making news. And how is it definitely making news? Because guess what? It's Black History Month, and we got someone like Deborah Pieper who is running for mayor, who wants to make a change. So I think it's very important that we have someone like her, and we're going to be trying to work on getting her on the program as well. And who else we got? Cleveland Harris, who is running for school board, and that's going to be a very interesting position as well. He's going to be running for school board. We also have Tammy Pearson, who is running for city council. Now, she's going to be running up against Gina Bivens. There's been rumors going on that the Bessie Price, the mayor of Fort Worth, and Gina Bivens are not on good terms. So that's going to be very interesting to see what happened. And they are saying that Bessie Price is pushing for Tammy Pierce to get the position of city council. So will Bessie Price's power work to get Tammy Pierce in? That it's going to be very interesting to see what happened with that. We also have other candidates that's running. We have Rod Smith, who is running for city council as well to make a difference. So we got a lot of important people. We don't want to forget about Chris Netta, who is running up against Kelly Ellie Gray. They also said that there's another person that's running for that position. But I was also told over the weekend that it's not only Bessie Price and Deborah Peoples who are running for mayor, but there are two other African-American two young men, I don't know who they are, that have put their bid in to run for mayor of Fort Worth. So as soon as I get that detail, make sure that I pass that information along to the community as well. Now, let me ask you, because I know you on the Grand Prairie and the Dallas side. Who do we got running over there in the city of Grand Prairie?
The city of Grand Prairie, you have Angela Lucky, who is running for the mayor up against Ron Jensen, who's previous the mayor. He's been a mayor for some time, about 18 years. And so what has happened through the years is nobody has ran up against Ron Jensen. So being that it's Black History Month, Angela Lucky is making history as well, too, here in the Grand Prairie, city of Grand Prairie, because she will be the first Black woman who actually is running for that position here in the city of Grand Prairie.
Wow. So what you're saying, Carol, is that she's making history. Is it ironic how we have three African-American women in the Metroplex that are running for powerful position? You have Faye Woodridge, who is running for mayor of Arlington. She's an African-American woman. You got Angela Lucky, who is running for mayor of Grand Prairie, who's African-American. Then you have Deborah Pieper, who is also running for mayor position in Arlington, Texas. Fort Worth, Texas. So that is ironic. Also, let's talk about the Dallas side. Who do we got running for office in the city of Dallas? Let's talk about that.
Yeah, talk about that. We know that the current mayor has got to get out of there. I'm going to have to do some research, on that of who's running. I'm right now here in the city of Grand Prairie, so I'm going to have to do some most definitely research on Dallas. But I do know that the current mayor over there, you know, he must get up out of there. You know, even with the Bolt and John case and all that and how that was even handled, we just need someone else in that place. And so we just need to start encouraging our African-Americans to go out there.
Yes, yes.
Run for these elected positions out there, whether it be for mayor of city council. We got to keep them encouraged, because when we start getting more African-Americans running for positions, it gives us encouraged, the young people encouraged. They say, well, listen, if President Barack Obama, he actually opened up doors for many, because it seems like
he
became president, so many African Americans started running for judges and campaigning for
students. Yes, yes.
So this is really opening up doors for our young people as they come up and become future leaders.
Also, you know, oh my goodness, Carol, you brought up a great point with what you just got through saying. I want to talk about this, because even though we got the local elections coming up, we got 2020. We already got major people who are running for Republican president and Democratic president for 2020. How important is 2020 election that's coming up? We got a lot of people who are running for different positions, and I never see so many people who are putting in their bid to run for president. But I also want to talk about this, because we got all these people that are running for different mayor positions. One of the biggest things that I asked Ruby Woodridge is, what are your plans? And I think it's important that when you get prepared people to vote for these important individual person, you need to know their plan. Okay, what plan do you have for the city of Fort Worth? What plan do you have for the city of Arlington? What plan do you have for the city of Grand Prairie? We have to start asking these candidates when they run for these different positions, like city councilor, run for positions like mayor, school board position. We have to start as a community. We have to start coming together and say, hey, you know what? I'm excited that you're running for the position. But the question that I must ask is, what plan do you have in running for the school board? What plan do you have running for the city council? What plans do you have running for the mayor position? Because a man without a plan can't get far in this community. So we have to make sure that when we're asking, because we got to also understand, it ain't about being black. It's about the plan. What are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for my family? What are you going to do for my community? Now, am I right about that, sister? Let's talk about that.
You most definitely is right about that. A lot of people do not know actually what the mayor's responsibility is. The mayor oversees the city's main departments, including the police department, fire department, education, housing, transportation department. A mayor is an elected leader, and it's based on the people's vote. We're voting them in there. So the mayor is elected into office, okay? And it's government.
Yes.
It's a strong position, the mayor is, for the government. So that's why it's so important that we get the right people as mayor in there. And we shouldn't
go
on popularity. We should go on those that you know that's about the community. Wanting to see a change for the better. You know, you can't have a heart of being racist. You have to be transparent.
That's right.
You can't have your self-agenda. You're going to have a agenda that works for everybody in the community. We got
Amen.
A strong leader who are who's biased, you know, who will not bring their own views in it, but the right thing, and go by the policies and the laws to make it better.
That's right.
Because it's time for change.
And you know what? You make a good point. Now, let's move on to this, because we're going to talk more. Every single day, we're going to be talking about more of the political ring. We're going to be talking about politics and all. But as you know, not only do we talk about politics, but we talk about entertainment, sports, and all of that, everything that's making news. Now, we got to talk about this, because we got two big stories that happened on last week. We got the R. Kelly story, and we have Marlette's story, this young brother from Empire who made news about the noose. Now, I don't know what you think about it, sister, but I'm going to get my quick input on it. I think what he did was wrong because he shouldn't have never, ever made up a story to get attention, especially when it comes down to making more money. Why are we going with this story right here? Let's talk about that real quick. And I know you got a comment. I mean, you talked about it last week, but I know you got a quick comment about what are your thoughts on this story about this young brother.
My thoughts is just like this. You know, everybody has an opinion, but we really don't know the whole truth until we get all the investigations together.
That's right.
It seems like it's something way bigger that's going on with this brother, and it starts deep on in his life. Everybody's been liars. We've all been liars. We've all lied. There's lies all up in the White House. And so we really don't know. We're really quick. We are a nation that we're real quick to jump judgment when the news need to report something. So we don't really get all the truth. They just report what they want to report, and we really don't know what happened. If this brother did this, it's going to hurt the movie, The Empire. The LGBT community is very upset about it due to the fact that he is a gay man. And so a lot of them really supported Empire. They supported the role that he played on Empire. So a lot of people are very disappointed in it. We don't know everything of what's happened. It seems like it's some conspiracy going on in politics.
Right.
And so we're not going to know into all the details, and he just needs to tell the truth about whoever this is behind this whole.
Well, he is still
life.
Right, and he is still saying that he's innocent, and the fact that he gave $3,500 to the two brothers from Nigeria to stage this attack. It's not setting too well, not only with the gay community, but with the black community. The black community won't answer. The Chicago Police Department won't answer. They're very angry and upset about this whole entire situation. So a lot of people are being hurt in this situation, and it's really sad because it's over money. And the fact that he brought a noose on, and now he's been charged with a hate crime, but at the same time, he is still saying that he is innocent in all of this. What are your thoughts on that? How do you be innocent of something like this?
Well, it just sounds like it's something more deeper, like I said, that's going on with him. And until we know all the evidence, till the investigators get all the evidence and get all the information they need, we will really never know why. But there are so many lies that's been told, the way this whole country is when it comes to these lies. It's a lot. Some of the slave masters who are dead now, they need to be locked up, you know, behind lies that they told. But unfortunately, they can't. They're dead in their graves. And so there's just been lies after lies after lies. People that's in office, Donald Trump has told so many lies, but yet he's still not been indicted yet. And so when it comes to our African Americans of anything, whatever their gender is, whatever their sex preference may be, you've got to understand the day that we're living in today. They will choose any and everything. And so we're I feel like it's an attack among the African American race, those that are rising up. They're going to be focusing on anything that they do. And so this is a whole big plot up. Election
right.
time is coming up. So we just need to stay focused and just get all the evidence. And don't be too quick to be the jury, the judge, and the prosecutor.
Right.
You know,
right.
to try to put someone behind bars, because that's just another African-American brother who will be locked behind bars.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we got to learn that we've got to just basically just wait till all the evidence is given before we even, because yet Emmett Till was accused of rape at age 14 years old. He got executed.
Wow.
It was still nothing done about that lie that this
right,
white lady
right.
told on Emmett Till. So it's just been many lies been told throughout the whole area.
I definitely agree with you. We got 10 minutes left before we begin to get up out of here. We also got to talk about another big story Not only did we talk about the Jesse Smollett story, but we got two big stories that happened over the weekend. We got the Jesse Smollett story that happened on Thursday and Friday. Then we have the R. Kelly story that broke the news over the weekend, where he turned himself in, and now he has a $1 million bond. He cannot, and so forth. They're saying that he don't even have the money to even get out of jail. Where are we going with this story? Is it about time that he finally get caught for what he did? Do we blame the women, or do we just blame? Should everybody have some form of blame for this?
Well, basically, I fought some of the parents, you know, of what happened to him, to the individuals, because some of the parents knew about what was going on. A lot of these were young girls. They were very rebellious. Some of them was, not all of them. They were very rebellious to their parents. They ran away. You couldn't tell them anything.
Mm-hmm.
So they got caught up in a situation, you know. Some of the parents pretty much knew. They were just excited because it was R. Kelly. They never said anything about it. So if you're going to charge R. Kelly, some of those parents that knew about this but still let it go on, I feel like that they need to be locked behind bars as well.
Right. Well, either that or pay some kind of fine. And I definitely agree with you on that. For those who just now tune in to us right here on Blazing Radio Station, right here with your brand new radio station, I'm Darnell Ballard, the host, along with my brand new co-host, Carol. We'll be working together, giving you the top story news of the day. If it's making news, we're talking about it. All right, we got to move on. Last night, oh my goodness, Oscar night last night. Oh my goodness, I'm excited because we finally got African America who finally got their awards. Long time coming, it's long overdue. Congratulations to Spike Lee, who was nominated for Klansman. Let's talk about that. That's major news because he even though President Trump, a lot of people call him President 45, but President Trump made a statement, had a press conference calling Spike Lee racist. Do he have rules to call anybody racist? Come on, girl. Oh, let's talk about that. That is crazy.
It really is. It's because Spike Lee exercised his rights at the Grammys to speak his mind, and that was that his ancestors pretty much built this country. So he really just gave a shout out, you know, to his ancestors, and he also talked about the 2020 election is coming up. So he just encouraged voters to get out there and vote. So Donald Trump basically took it very offense, took it very personal, and had to say that it was a racist note. He was just upset that the fact that he read the speech, he just basically was just really, really offended by what speech that Spike Lee made. And so Donald
right.
Trump has offended many people, so I don't even understand why he can get offended by this man speaking the truth.
I know. You are so right. I gotta say a big shout out to my mother, Minister Mary Ballard. She loved listening to me and you together. So a shout out to Mother Minister Mary Ballard. You got any quick shout outs real quick before we get back into it?
I just want to send a shout out to the whole Metroplex, the DFW
yes.
area. Give a shout out to you all. Pastor W.D. Stone, he preached a wonderful sermon on yesterday. God bless you, and may he multiply your ministry.
Yes. And I also got to say a big shout out to Chaka, who is the CEO founder of this radio station right here. Great radio station. Shout out to the owner of the station at 95.1 Radio, Blazing 95.1 Radio, who was giving us this opportunity to be on the air every night to talk about some real important topics. I want to go back into the Oscar nominee. Weren't you surprised to see so many African America get nominated on last night?
I was really surprised. You know, this is the timing. This is the millennium. This is the season. that many African Americans will shine. It's our time.
Yes.
You know, the first should be last. The last should be first. And so,
to be first.
That's why this is our season to blossom, and that's why it's so important that we continue to come together. We really need to come together. We really need each other to come together. Not tearing anybody down, but always building each other up and encouraging one another. And so, but if something is not right, they're just not right. And so,
right.
It was really good to see them being nominated. I think that pretty much in the 2020, we're going to see so many get so many Grammy Awards. So,
yes.
It's going to be elected into different positions. We're going to really see that for come years, in the next 5 to 8 years.
Yeah, and I think you really, and you know what, I think you're right about that. And I want to also let everybody know, because I have a crazy schedule, because as soon as I get off this radio show, I got to get ready for my TV show coming on tonight at 10. So y'all make sure y'all check me out on TV tonight at 10. Number one gospel hip-hop video show in the nation. We're always looking for new gospel hip-hop videos to put on the show. We come on every Monday night, but you can also check me out every night at 10 o'clock. You can check me and Curl out every night at 7 p.m. Dallas Fort Worth. That's 5 o'clock on the West Coast, because we own in California. This station is actually out of California. So we're on in California, and so we really supposed to go by the West Coast time. So, but anyway, you can tune in to me and Curl every day, 7 o'clock Dallas Fort Worth. That's 5 o'clock West Coast. That's 8 o'clock East Coast. You can tune in to us every night here as we stop for 30 minutes to talk about some very important topics. I want to ask you, Curl, what's some of the topics that we're going to be really getting into since we on the radio every night, Monday through Friday?
We're just going to be talking about the upcoming elections that's coming on.
Yeah.
We're going to be talking about relationships. We're going to be talking about the mental illness. We're going to be talking about just basically trying to bend, and what we're going to do as far as action, a plan, and just bringing awareness to individuals about jobs and just all kinds of things that we are open for. What are some of the things, Darnell, that you think that we should be talking about?
Well, I think we ought to keep it, because we only have a 30-minute program. We at the top story news of the day, if it's breaking news, we'll be getting into it and talking about it here on the radio. If it's breaking news that something happened overnight, we'll talk about it on the 7 o'clock show. And not only that, but me and Curl are going to be doing interviews with different people from a book. If you got a book out, you can talk to us about your new book that's out. If you are working on a new movie project, we want to know about that too. If you're working on a new cooking, if you got a new cooking show coming and you want to talk about it, me and Curl will definitely want to talk to you about what you got going on. So make sure you check us out every night, Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock East Coast, 30 minutes, as we stop the music for 30 minutes to talk about very important topics that's happening across the country, from what's going on with President. Right now, President Trump is in a, heading to a summit today. He's supposed to be going to talk to Kim Jong. Supposed to be going to have another meeting with Kim Jong. And a lot of American people are not happy with that. Tomorrow, tomorrow night, we're going to get into talking about ISIS. Because remember, you got a lady over there who had been working with ISIS, wants to come back over here in America. And should America let her come back? What you think about that real quick?
Well, I really do not believe that America should not let her come back. Due to the fact that, you know, you're paying all this money to get this wall built on the Mexican border, why would you go through all of that to keep those individuals who really belong to the state of Texas out, but basically you want to let her back in this country and she work with...
Well, I definitely agree. This is one thing I will say. I do agree with President Trump on that. President Trump did say that he will not allow her to come back over here. But you got certain people who are fighting, and we're going to get into details about it. We only got 45 seconds left, but we're going to get into details about that tomorrow night. We're going to talk about ICE. We're going to talk about why she should not be allowed to come back. And if she do, should she go to prison? We're going to talk about that tomorrow night right here on the hottest daily news program in the country right here. So we'll see you guys again tomorrow. Remember, if it is to be, it's up to you to make a difference. Make a difference, and we'll see you guys again. And you got any quick shout-outs real quick?
I just want to shout out to the whole world that's listening in, the Metroplex is listening in. Give a shout out to Community Step Up, David Johnson, whoa.
Yeah.
And all you all out there listening, just, you know that God is in control.
All right, y'all. And remember, if it is to be, it's up to you. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on the hottest show in the nation, Daily News, with Darnell Ballard and Curl right here. We'll see you tomorrow night.